Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. Let us see the amplified version. The KJV says, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and that which is to come." Praise the Lord. But let's hear what Amplify says, so that our understanding can be enhanced. Hear Amplify. Bible says, "For physical training is of some value, useful for a little." But look at the next line. "But godliness is what? Spiritual training." That shows it's not a once and for all exercise. It's a continuum, a continuous exercise. "But godliness, spiritual training, is useful and of value in how many things? In everything." So if you are thinking if you are a child of God, you can't make money, you are a liar. Somebody getting it? Praise the Lord. If you think if you are a child of God, you can't enjoy your marriage, it's a lie. Why? Because godliness is what? Is useful and of value in everything and in every way. Why? Because it creates a platform for your life to please God. And when you please God, heaven opens over your destiny. "For it holds promise for the present life," the life we live now. "And for what? And also for the life which is to come," and that is eternity. Godliness. Praise the Lord. Let's see the Message translation. "Workouts in the gymnasium are useful." You know, I was asking somebody yesterday. I said, people woke up as early as 5 a.m. to jog from Agingin to Federal Locus, but they can't wake up 6 a.m. to come to church. You can see how the enemy is holding destiny's captive. They say, "I just want to be fit." Yes, you can be fit physically and be unfit spiritually. So your destiny will still be disqualified. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying jogging and doing all of those things are not important. They are important because as a spiritual being, you are first spiritual before you are, physical. But while you are physical, you need to help sustain the spirit also. Praise the Lord. By being fit. But which one is more profitable? Praise the Lord. "Workouts in the gymnasium are what? Are useful. But a disciplined life in God is far more." So when we talk godliness, we are talking about a life rooted in discipline in God. Doing those things by force that pleases God. Because to be disciplined is not an easy exercise. Praise the Lord. "But a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit." Look at it now. "Both today and how? And forever." That's just physical. The one you do in the gym can make you fit for today alone. But it can't secure your future. But the one that will make you to be fit today, and when tomorrow comes, you will be fit. In the midst of crisis, you will be fit. Is that what? Is a disciplined life in God. Praise the Lord. So one more, NLT, New Living Translation. So we just want to know, so that we know the way we chorus in godliness, so that we can understand what we are doing. We need to understand that if you see those who go to the gym and are disciplined about it, they were intentional about it. "I want to have six packs." You have to be intentional to have six packs. Or before you know it, your belly will shoot out. Praise the Lord. It's as a result of what? Lack of discipline. Now, physical training is what? Is good. And if you do English well, you know there is what? Good, better, best. Praise the Lord. Physical training is good. But training for godliness is what? Much better. So when we come to church, when we ask you to come for covenant hour that many are not coming for, it's part of what? The physical training. For what? For godliness. Because a prayerful life helps secure your destiny against the intrusion of error and sin. Why? Because the fire must not go out from upon the altar. And for that not to happen, you must keep putting in woods. So it takes work. So physical training is good, but training for godliness is much more what? Better. How? promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. We have got a handful of people, they are living for this life alone. Reason, we can say they are at risk. Because what is the essence of enjoying now and your tomorrow is burning in hell? Somebody say, God forbid. What will it profit a man after, by reason of physical exercise, he was able to gain this whole world and lose his soul? Now, you need to understand that whatever the enemy gives is trading with your soul. There is no single individual that enjoys devil's platform and not trade with his soul. Last week, one of America's best rappers came out, Drake. What's his name? Is it Drake? The name sounds like Yoruba name, but what's it? Kanye West. He came out and he said, Illuminati should leave him alone. Listen to me. These are the people we celebrate. Now, and those are the things that leads believers into error, because when you celebrate evil, God will not be at peace with you. So we should be careful about this celebrity thing. Now, Kanye West came out and said, Illuminati should leave him alone. He said, after all, I sacrificed my mother. Listen now. He said, my mother is gone. And that was all I have. He said, I have given you, but now I know God has not left me alone. Perhaps he's coming back to Jesus. He said, now, leave me alone. He said, I am not afraid. He now said, after all, Jay-Z gave his son. Michael Jordan gave his mother. Bill Cosby gave his mother. Michael Jordan gave his son. And he listed them. I called my wife and said, can you hear? These are the people, true foolishness, that we celebrate. Now, the enemy took their best to give them fake. So he came out open. He said, I am not afraid to die. He said, but I know God is with me. After paying this price, why must you still threaten us? So when you see people, anyway, let's not go there. Praise the Lord. So what are we saying? A disciplined life to please God is what we call godliness. That's just godliness will not come cheap. Praise the Lord. Until you and I, we are ready to pay the price, then our destiny and eternity cannot be secured. You have those I mentioned. These are celebrities in America. They have access. If they want to see any president in the world, the Illuminati will make them see them. But it doesn't last. Their joy don't last. Sanctification secures destiny and what? And eternity. Praise the Lord. Please, I want us to understand that by sanctification, we mean to separate from a profane to a sacred use. Being separated from a profane, a secular or carnal life for a sacred use. Praise the Lord. To consecrate self wholly to God and His service. Now, if you look at that definition, we can bring sanctification side by side holiness. We can say sanctification is not holiness. But there is no way you can be sanctified for God's use without being holy. Is somebody getting it? Because sanctification is the process of being separated to be used of God and Him alone. But there is no way you can fit in to be used of God until or unless you are holy. It means to make holy, and now you can be sanctified and still come back to be holy. Is somebody getting it? You can be set apart for God's use. Then, that separation can be defiled. And once that is defiled, for God to now accept you again, require the process of holiness again. Reason why, anytime God wants to visit His people, even though they have been separated for His use, He still make a call to see to it that they prepare themselves and make sure there is no blemish around their sanctification, so that He can visit them. Praise the Lord. Let's see 2 Timothy chapter 2, 19 to 21. I want God to use me. I want to be used of God. There is no way any individual can be separated for God's use without being holy. Praise the Lord. You know why I'm saying this? Devil has a way of putting believers even under bondage. Is somebody getting me? Now, if you are not committing sin, you are not a sinner as a child of God. If you have not committed any blunder, you are not a sinner as a child of God. But as a child of God, when you make a mistake, you commit sin. That shows there is a requirement for purging again. For you to now fall in that position of sanctification. What I'm saying is this. So that don't allow the devil to now make you every day by reason of fear. You now begin to come every day to reposition yourself, whereas you should enjoy advancement in the life of style of sanctification. Maybe you didn't get it. Devil can always come to make you see yourself as a sinner on a daily basis. So instead of you growing in grace, you will still stand on that point, rededicating. There is a place of constant rededication along the line. But there is a place where you must grow from being a sinner that is coming to re-accept Jesus on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, if you look at this scripture, you discover that there are two things here. God know them that are his. These are people that have been sanctified. They are his own. But later he came and said, let everyone that name the main name of Christ depart from iniquity. That shows there are occasions where somebody who is already in Christ can still make mistake. God is saying, you shouldn't stay there. Come back. Do away with that stuff that has crippled my relationship with you so that you can move forward. Verse 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and to some honor and to some dishonor. Praise the Lord. And verse 21 says, if a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Sanctify. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is the place of the purging. There is the place of sanctification. That's just the moment you have been purged from error, you are now fitting to be sanctified. Sanctified here means to be separated for his use. To become a vessel. There is a type of vessel that you must conform with to enjoy honor in the kingdom. Said there are vessels unto honor and there are some unto dishonor. But if a man therefore purge himself from the errors that determines what kind of a vessel you are, then he will be sanctified. That is set apart and meet the condition to be used by God. I pray this season that everyone here, as we reposition ourselves, may we be used of God. The implication here is that it is not every vessel in the kingdom that are useful to God. Maybe you don't get it. It is not everybody that comes to church that is useful to God. But God says, if you come to church and you must be useful, be ready to do the purging. Let the cleansing exercise take place. And when you have been cleansed, then you can be sanctified, set apart for my use. Then we can now determine what kind of vessel you are. But my prayers are you and I will be vessels that will bring honor to him. Vessels that is meet. That is suitable for his use. That is not every vessel in the house of God that is suitable. So when the moment you discover something in your life that won't let you be suitable, that is where purging comes from. You quickly go back to and say, this area of my life is not helping me. I lie a lot. Lord, help me. And when you are purged, do you know it's an aberration when you see pastors that lies? No, the assignment is rooted in talking. Is somebody getting it? And if care is not taken, from error can come and they can go from talking to talking trash. And everybody will still be applauding them. But yet, they are no more meat for his use. Why? Because something already entered. The only thing that can now reposition such minister is for him to go through the process of what? Purging. Consecration via the platform of brokenness before he can now come back and be sanctified to be suitable for heaven's use. Praise the Lord. We are talking about fighting our way to sanctification. Pathways to sanctification. How can we live that life that is sanctified and prepared for the master's use? Psalm 23 verse 1 to 3. Bible says the primary pathway to sanctification, you are made to understand that the primary pathway to sanctification is holiness. Holy living. That is departing from iniquity. And to depart from iniquity requires intentional living. Praise the Lord. This takes a conscious effort. Let's see Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Then we move from there. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Sorry. Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, if you look at this scripture, you see that God is just standing as an umpire. Your choice and the choice, the decision, the steps are all dependent on the person concerned. Let us do what? Let us lay aside every weight. Whatever you know can slow you down. Whatever you know is weighing you down, that won't let you live that life. Even the sin which doth so easily beset us. When we have an understanding of besetting sin, what is besetting sin to Mr. A may not be for Mr. B. Mr. A, even if you show him pornography or naked women, may not be moved. But if it comes to lying, he may be a PhD holder. Like the testimony we had the last time. Praise the Lord. And somebody, if it is lying, he will tell you, I am honest to the core. But if that person see a woman, he may melt like jellyfish. You can see now that individuals besetting things differs. But it now behoves on individual to identify what his challenge is and now work with God for help. Praise the Lord. So let us do what? Let us, there are witnesses watching. It's a lifestyle of faith. Everybody is waiting. People are waiting to see the testimony you will bring. But let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run what? With patience the race that is set before us. Praise the Lord. But how can we walk in sanctification? Psalm 23 verse 1 to 3. We read from that scripture, from Psalm 23. Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. But verse 3 says, he led me in which path? In the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So that his name will not be mocked in our lives, he had to lead us through that pathway. Praise the Lord. That shows there is a path you and I must follow if we must live a sanctified life. Written in Psalm 16 verse 11, Bible says, thou wilt show me the path of life. And the path of life, according to scripture, is the path of righteousness. The path of life is the path of godliness. A life that pleases God. A life that considers God before doing things, even to his neighbor or anybody. Praise the Lord. So thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures there forevermore. My prayer is that this season, by the help of the Holy Ghost, may we walk that path. I said, may we walk that path. In the name of the Lord. You know, that young lady shared a testimony about giving phone number to somebody. You and I may not understand what she was saying. Praise the Lord. We may not understand what she was saying. But perhaps it was a dealing, a personal dealing God had with her. Praise the Lord. But she understood what she was actually saying. She saw it as a great escape, great deliverance for her. Praise the Lord. Reason I said, what is an error to me may not be an error to you. That's why when we see people share testimony, when you don't understand what is standing under what is standing, then just celebrate God. Why? Because there is no small testimony. Praise the Lord. My prayer is that may that liberty be forever. Fighting our way to sanctification. We read some scriptures this morning from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. We now discover that as we exert energy in the physical while going through gym or doing one exercise, physical exercise, we need to equally exert spiritual exercise if we must be free from the shackles of sin that has been packed to corrupt our walk with God. Praise the Lord. Fighting our way to sanctification. What are the things we need to do so we can live a holy life, a life that is pleasing to God, a life that is set aside? You discover that we said from onset that the fiercest of the battle a believer fight is the fight against sin. Praise the Lord. It's the fight against sin. Do you know that you can be a child of God and you can still sleep? Something will still come in the night to oppress you. Eh? You want to shout Jesus. It will take 1 hour to even say, Jay. If it is not God who is on your side, you shouldn't be awake. It's not, you shouldn't wake up. Praise the Lord. I've seen many that died like that. Some forces will just come in the middle of the night and they begin to manipulate people's destiny. Praise the Lord. Reason why, when we live that life that pleases Him, we enjoy the help of the Holy Ghost. We enjoy angelic help. We enjoy the help that comes via the name. Praise the Lord. Number one, to fight our way to sanctification, engage the name of Jesus in the battle against sin. Engage the name of Jesus in the battle against sin. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, the Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and what? And is safe. May we enjoy salvation. I said, may we enjoy liberty in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Do you know how powerful, how potent that name is? We've seen people at the point of death in an accident, terrible, when they shout Jesus, a force will come and bring them out. And others will just perish like that. And they will be wondering, how did I escape? It is not you, it is the name. Because any time with faith, you run into that name, you enjoy salvation. You enjoy liberty. Praise the Lord. Hear the testimony of the disciples of Christ in Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Basil and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are what? Are subject to us through thy name. But many a times when you don't know the value of what you have, you can't but miss it. Many believers will still suffer because they don't know what that name can handle. The potency. Praise the Lord. That Hausa song says, Suna Yesu, is that not so? Gadonani. Meaning that the name of Jesus is our inheritance. But when you don't know the value of what you have inherited, you throw it in the dustbin. Praise the Lord. That name is our comfort. Through that name, we are meant to enjoy liberty. Praise the Lord. I share the testimony of a man in Canaan land who had two cankerworms, two cancers in his life. The cancer of smoking and the cancer of women. Praise the Lord. He said when he gave his life to Christ, those things did not disappear immediately. Because it was the spirit that was regenerated. All the members are still moving towards those arenas. Praise the Lord. But one day he said he came to church and he discovered that the area of cigarettes was gone. Suddenly he lost appetite for cigarettes and he started blessing God. But he knew the other one was still there. So this time around he was so frustrated because he knew that this thing is dampening his walk with God. He came to church. Nobody prayed for him. And after service, he knew, perhaps the moment immediately after service, his eyes just, you know, saw a damsel again. The eyes have wandered away. And he shouted in the midst of the people, Jesus, won't you even save me from this one also? And he said immediately, that demon left him alone. I pray for somebody here this morning. that as you engage this name this morning, whatever won't let you enjoy God will live your life. Every stranger around your life will bow to the lordship of that name in the name of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 11. Bible says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. And do what? And giving him a name which is above every other name. That shows it was the name that repositioned Jesus. Maybe you don't understand. God exalted him by giving him a name that is above every other name. That shows if we hold on to that name and leverage on that name, we too will enjoy the same height. And they reposition it. Praise the Lord. That at the mention, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should do what? Should bow of things where? In heaven, things on earth, and things underneath the heart. And we are the forces battling with destiny. Things in the here, things on the heart, things underneath the heart. That's just we have an assurance of escape. Praise the Lord. If we engage this name in faith. Praise the Lord. The devil is subject unto us through thy name. So we need to keep engaging the name of Jesus in the battle against sin. The moment we discover maybe those besetting sins or what won't let us go, oh Lord, help me in this area. Praise the Lord. The real liberty, the real salvation you and I are looking for is rooted in that name. And as we engage the name of Jesus, that name will answer for us this season. I said that name will answer this season. There's a new song about the name of Jesus. Your name is Bulldozer. Is that not so? Praise the Lord. Have you heard that one? Your name is Bulldozer. Maybe I didn't get it well. Jesus. So have you seen any building, no matter how tall or how strong, that can stand when a bulldozer came calling? Praise the Lord. They will be brought down. So that is talking about the impact of the name. That shows every everlasting mountain by reason of error in the life of anybody shall be uprooted this season. At the mention of that name. That name we answer for you. In the mighty name of the Lord. Number two. Fighting our way to sanctification. This is an intentional lifestyle. It should be an intentional thing. Praise the Lord. Flee from all traps of evil. Flee from all traps of evil. How many of us can we trace this testimony? This one now to the testimony shared this morning by that our sister. Flee from what? All traps of evil. Somebody can receive call. Just a call. If you are not sound, that person can run mad. Eh? The person who jumped into the ocean in Lagos, this was a call she received. Destinies can be manipulated via voices. Is somebody getting it? So everything, the battle of life too, is via voices. There is nothing you do in the devil's camp that doesn't come via voice. Praise the Lord. Flee from all traps of what? The money that will be a trap for you and I, may we not collect. Do you know money can be trapped? So the moment you pick signal, this is why we require a high level of spiritual sensitivity. That this thing, could this thing be a trap? Or is this a blessing? Because there are things that looks like blessing, but yet they are traps. Like the one this guy was saying now, Kanye, they needed popularity and all of those sorts. And there is a pastor in Jos here. We were together. And he said to me, he said, Illuminati people, they sent him a form. And they told him, he said, Pastor, you don't need to do anything. No. Just sign this form. I lie not. Anyway, let me not mention his name. Praise the Lord. He said, they told him that if you want to see Bill Clinton now, once you are signed, they will take you there. There is no nation on the surface of the earth that they can't move you to. So when you hear the people like Barack Obama, you know what we are talking about. So, he said he has the form with him. He was looking at the form on his table and he said, no. God, what? Like Papa, these are people that have made a resolution. Whatever God won't give me, let me not have it. That is the best way to escape from this calamity. Whatever God cannot do, let it remain undone. Wherever God cannot take me, may I not go there. I pray this should be our prayer. Because there are traps everywhere. Have you not seen people that got married to some young chaps and they ended up becoming the source of money for those guys? Some have traded with their children. We have seen men who donated their sperms. And they won't tell you, they don't know. But it is when you enter, you will know. Flee all appearances. Something I told some, I said, may I not come and testify of what God doesn't have hand in? It's an error. That one alone attracts curse. So don't just come and show anything. God, if it is not God who did it, don't come and tell us God did it. Or you are creating platform for your untimely death. Because God doesn't need external force to project his name. He doesn't need devil to help him announce his name. Praise the Lord. Do what? Flee from all traces, all traps of evil. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 22. Bible says, abstain from all appearances of evil. If you can't place your hand on it, if you can't explain it, I know God does mysterious things. But if you can't trace God to the events, to the happenings around your life, run. Is somebody getting it? God doesn't need help from man. If he can't do it for you, then let it remain undone. But yet, there is nothing God cannot do. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18 says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Praise the Lord. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 to 12. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Which, while some coveted after, they have heard from the faith. That's just money can make people miss God. They have heard from the faith. And look at the next line. And pierce themselves through with many what? Many sorrows. Yeah. So I've had people, some guys said, even if it is 3 months, let them just know that I'm a billionaire for 3 months, then I die. Their souls were attached. So when you see young chaps, they are doing well, but suddenly they are cut off. God is not tempted with evil. Now, God will not bless you and kill you. The blessings of God, they make it rich without sorrows being added. Watch your steps. Learn to run. When you discover this thing, the way this thing is going, praise the Lord. If you are close to me, if I discover that suddenly wealth is coming, that is what we have been praying for, but I will ask this question. So that I will, let me not be on the pulpit one day, they now come and say, Pastor, they said, now you then send this money to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So wisdom is profitable. I saw a video clip yesterday, you know. It's so humorous. And now, a lady came out from the water. Yes, from the water. Maybe from the devil, you know. And she came and changed and dressed up and started moving on the street. No, she ran into 2 persons and dropped some cash. And the moment she dropped the cash, she was moving on. Then the guy looked at the cash, looked at the lady. She didn't say, the moment he tried picking he turned to cucumber. Praise the Lord. So this same lady visited the church and met a pastor and told the pastor, now, you have not seen her in your church before. She's just coming for the first time. God can use any means to bless anybody, though. Now told the pastor, see, God has just blessed me and it is in your church. I want to come and pay my tithe. The pastor said, wow. And she packaged the envelope to give to the pastor. Then, a senior pastor from somewhere, you know, God loves his people. At that point, put a call through to that pastor. Say, hello, pastor. I just received something now in my spirit realm. There is a lady that will come to your church to offer money. Please don't take. There is evil surrounding that transaction. You know, while he was receiving the call, he was like, now you be the only seer. Now you be the only seer. Somebody that just called you. So the moment the other guy, you know, pull off, So just the lady said, no, don't mind us, Pastor. They think say now lady I'm fishy. He said, okay, hey, what are you saying, my young lady? The lady said, this is what I brought. Praise the Lord. The moment he collected, he turned to egg. So the lady, you can see that his own is even easier. Why? Because there was a prompting. And it is. Now, why am I saying this? Covetousness could be a trap. When you are not satisfied with what you have, part time. So you see everything that come your way as opportunity, it could be a trap. God is a good God. He won't tempt his people with evil. If not for mercy, you know, the lady just look at, you know, she just picked the egg and threw in his purse, in her purse, and moved out. But while she was moving, the other pastor that called was already headed toward that church. That, let me run. If God can give me this signal, there is something. Listen to me. There are even members, when their pastor giving something, only you they see, you're on your pathway to destruction. See, when you mock divine instruction, that person's life will become a mockery. Aaron can hear from God, but Moses was the chosen. And they said to themselves, is he only Moses that can see? You see, it was the oil on Aaron's head that preserved his life. But for others, the heart swallowed them up. Watch out. Anything that looks like evil, run. Now, if you run and miss her from that visitation, let's even say it's God. God will create another, he will create another platform. Because he will know that it is through the fear of God that you did this. It's just that you are not sensitive enough. So you sharpen your sensitivity. So when the pastor approached the gate, the lady was coming out. As if nothing happened. Imagine a pastor turned to an egg. Inside, I was just thinking, I said, can this even happen? Praise the Lord. With the oil. If not for mercy. The man now approached and said, stop there, you evil. He behaved as if nothing happened. What is it? Open your bag. Whatever you have swallowed there, you must vomit. And fire passed fire. When fire came, she disappeared and left the bag and the egg. Praise the Lord. The man now opened the bag, saw egg, said, could it be our pastor? What that means is that, listen to me, when you are not sensitive, you will be cheap in the hand of the enemy. That is the implication. One will just be like the handkerchief. He now prayed in tongue, prayed, but the mercy of God prevailed. He came back from inside egg. When it happened, now his sense now correct. He started apologizing. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Praise the Lord. May we not fall victim of evil. I said, may we not fall victim of evil in the name of the Lord. Flee from all traps of evil. We've seen ladies, even in the city of Abuja, they thought we are praying for husband. Listen to me, everybody can be your husband. Is somebody getting me now? You are praying for husband, but everybody can be your husband. I pray that whoever heaven has ordained for you will locate you. No one here will fall victim of evil. We've seen people who, by reason of what they desire, was what affected their mind. And they follow after those glittering things. Then they ended up becoming morose. About 2 to 3 of them were dropped on the city, in the city of Abuja. They have turned to nothing. Even the iPhone they used, iPhone 14 they used to attract them, became useless in their hand. She was carrying iPhone 18, half naked. And you can't even remember. Everything about her was gone. Flee all appearances of evil. This one also is like it. Now, if you look at James chapter 1, verse 14 to 15, many a times it is our desires that is our traps. Is somebody getting it? But every man is tempted when he's what? Drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth what? Sin. And sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth what? Death. May we not fall victim. May our appetite not kill us. I want a bigger amen for that one. May our own desires not be our trap. In the mighty name of the Lord. This one also is like it. Keep godly company. Is it the one who will tell me who to work with? Is it the one who will tell me who to follow? You have a choice. It should be an intentional living. Praise the Lord. If suddenly you come to Terminus and you saw me moving with an herbalist and we are hugging each other as friends, will you come to church on Sunday? No, it's a question. Will you come to church on Sunday? I'm not saying you should run for everybody, but your association to a large extent determines what is obtainable around you. Praise the Lord. I've had Muslim friends, fine. Even in school, they are not the ones influence. There is no way you can influence me to the point that I follow you to mosque. But when you see a Muslim friend who is my friend, you will know that I have actually rubbed on him. You know why? Even the Alaji, you know, Mr. Tijani, there is not, since we met, the only thing you will hear from him is, it is well. You should know that something has happened. He has not followed me to church. But he can't tell you I'm sick again. So one day, people gather, and he said it unconscious. He said it is well. Now look up to me and say, Pastor, is that not how we should be saying it? I said, yes, you are correct. Praise the Lord. That is influence. Watch your company. Praise the Lord. Keep godly and goodly companies. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Now, listen to me. God can use as one believer to bless you. That is not what you are saying. But don't be the one that will run after them to be blessed. It will rubbish your Christianity. God can use an imam to be a blessing to you. He can use an idol worshiper to bring money. But be sure that your sensitivity comes. Is somebody getting me now? So he can use somebody who has not been to church to be a blessing to you. Bible says, the wealth and the riches of the Gentiles shall come. How will it happen? Praise the Lord. You had this man, an evangelist in the U.S., they needed $10 million to do the publicity or the program they had. Then a man who has never been to church called him. Said, Billy, I learned you people want to hear a program, and I learned the budget is $10 million. Even though I don't like you, and I don't listen to your message, but come and pick $10 million in my hotel room. So who is it that God cannot use? Now, when the hand of God hold a man in your favor, can he say no? I prayed this morning that may the hand of God hold everyone holding on to what belongs to you. And they won't be able to say no to God, but you must be blessed. So with that, you can come back and say, God did it. And Billy said, you don't need to like me. When should I come? Because they know they have been praying. Is that not so? You are not the one to tell God how to answer your prayer. Said the heart is the loss and the fullness thereof. That shows whatever they use to make that money belong to your father. Maybe you don't get it. Said the heart is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and the people that lives therein. That shows if somebody make money in your father's farm, it's your father's money. Oh God. Praise the Lord. Something will drop for us. He went to the hotel room. The man never showed his face, but he slipped $10 million check. $10 million check from under the door. And Billy got there, just picked the. He doesn't even need to say thank you. He just took it. God bless you. And he left. Praise the Lord. We are similar in Nigeria. A pastor here, somebody just called him and said, Pastor, he said, yes, I saw your materials. I don't like them. I don't like your preaching. But I just felt I should bless you. Pastor said, you don't need to like my preaching. Since God said you bless me, just bless. And from the U.S., he sent in dollars to Nigeria. And while the man was still counting the dollars, the call came again. And he now told the pastor, he said, Sir, my sister too is here. Even though she didn't like you, but she said she wants to be a blessing to that ministry too. And the man said, okay, she doesn't need to like me. Let her just, and she to wire dollars. And that one was even more. When Bible says, when the way of a man pleases the Lord, he causes his enemy to be at peace. What does that mean? To bless you. I pray for somebody here this morning that before this year runs out, people may not like your face, but they will hold on to what belongs to you. Whatever you desire that is in their custody, by the force of the Holy Ghost, they will release to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the offices, The boss will say, I don't like your face, but I can't hold down your promotion. It's still the same thing. Have you heard that Bible says, the people you don't know, not, what will they do to you? They will help you. The people you know, not, they will what? They will help you. So that you can't boast in your energy or your connection. You can boast in his connection. He knows where those who will bless you are living. It's better you send your angels to go and be knocking at their door. That whoever injures, that hold on to what belongs to me, oh yeah, my angel, go and reach out to them. And they will drop them this season. But keep what? Godly company. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33, be not deceived. Evil communications. Do what? Corrupt good manners. Evil communication. Corrupt good manners. My people, my parents, they are believers, some believers, but when I began to walk with evil friends, I began to steal. I did not inherit it from the hand of my mother. At such a early age in primary school, in the 70s, the people I was moving with, it's not as if they called me and said, sit down, this is how you will do it. But for the mere fact that I'm moving with them, what they carry begin to rub on me. Praise the Lord. Maybe after all, I don't smoke with them. It's not. But you will be smelling cigarettes. Even you may not smoke. You are the one that will even smell pass. Then what? People will now say, this guy has gone to smoke and we want to help him. But the odor. And later, you know, I did not smoke, but how come you are smelling? Praise the Lord. Baba Debo shared a testimony. He said, there was a lecturer in Unilag then, a chain smoker. So he wanted to minister to him, but he doesn't know what to tell him. Because the man, so brilliant and so intelligent, he will ask you, show me with precision from scriptures where it was written, thou shalt not smoke. And Baba Adebo said, is there any place in the Bible? No. Where it was written, thou shalt not smoke. He said, Holy Ghost, help me, and I must reach out to this man before he died. He went, and the man still asked that question. Okay, show me, Adeboye, where it was written in the scriptures. Thou shalt not smoke. He said, no, it wasn't there, but anytime you smoke, you smell as if you are coming from hellfire. That was what warned the man. He said, me? Well, I'm still here smelling as if I'm coming from hellfire. That is what the Holy Ghost does. Praise the Lord. And he gave his life to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Watch your association. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 tells us about that. It said, blessed is that man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Praise the Lord. Nor standeth in the way of sinner. He is not the one committing the sin, no, but he was there. He's even the one helping them, telling them where to follow. I'm not saying, but okay, if you must escape, follow that route. You know they are thieves. Praise the Lord. Whatever their judgment is, because you show them the way, that person will partake. May we not partake of evil. In the mighty name of the Lord. So let us watch our association. Now, please let me say this. Any association of friendship or relation that will take you far away from God, run away. They may be good people. Is somebody getting me? They may be what? Good people. But you need to understand that you have different heritage. Whatever will take you away from God, there is taking you away from your place of comfort and security. Watch out for it. Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with the wise, what will happen to such? Shall be wise. Why? Because the companions of fools shall be what? Destroyed. Because foolishness kills. No one here will fall victim in the name of the Lord. Engage the name of Jesus. Flee from all traps of evil. Keep godly company. Praise the Lord. And also recognize that without faith, it is impossible to do what? To live a sanctified life in God. Because that is the connection we have. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11:6. Galatians 3:11 says, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by his faith. That shows you can't enjoy anything from God this season until your faith comes alive. And there is nothing you need that faith can't draw from. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Let's quickly mention one or two benefits of sanctified life. Benefits of sanctification. Number one, secures access to revelation that triggers supernatural breakthroughs. It secures access to revelation that triggers supernatural breakthroughs. You know, in Job chapter 1 verse 8 or thereabout, we read from that scripture how Job told them. In Job chapter 29 verse 4, Bible, he said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was revealed upon my tabernacle. That shows, if you now look at another version, it says, when my friendship with God, when my relationship with God opened me up to the secrets in God. Praise the Lord. That shows your relationship with God can open you up to the secrets in God. Praise the Lord. I was in the days of my youth when secrets of God was upon my tabernacle. So that shows when we live a life that pleases God, we secure access to revelation. These revelations are the requirement for enjoying supernatural breakthroughs. This season, may God grant us access. I said, may the Lord grant us access. Psalm 25 verse 14. Bible says, the secret of the Lord is with them that do what? That fear him. And he will show them his covenant. He will grant them access. Praise the Lord. That shows it's not every child of God that gains access to the secret of God. All of us have the same heritage and they are called potential. These are the things we can enjoy and manifest. But it is your closeness. Ah, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was on our television is speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Should I read that one for you? No, let's go ahead. Praise the Lord. The secret. Ubangiji, my, it is well. Praise the Lord. So, the secret of the Lord is with them that do what? That fear him. And he will show them his covenant. May God show us something this is that thing that will open up our destinies. In the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 3. Bible says, arise, shine. Why? For your light is come. The light there is secret. Praise the Lord. Because until you discover the secret, you still walk in darkness. And when light comes, it opens you up. And darkness won't be able to comprehend it. Arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Why? Because every other person walks in darkness. That shows the light you connect is your advantage in God. Praise the Lord. The light we connect is what? Is our advantage in God. Because it gives us an edge over everyone around us. They keep walking on in darkness, whereas we see light and we enjoy divine visitation. Praise the Lord. Number two, benefits of sanctified life. It secures answered prayers. Praise the Lord. It secures answered prayers. In Psalm 66 verse 18 to 20, Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That is, for God to hear me or hear you, iniquity must be far. Praise the Lord. That is iniquity. These are the forces against godliness. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. But look at verse 19. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. I pray for somebody here this morning that anytime beginning from now, when you lift up your voice to heaven, God will hear you. I said, as touching that matter, God will hear you. I said, God will hear you. He will not just hear you, he will attend to your voice. In the name of Jesus. We read that testimony of Ezekiel in Isaiah chapter 38 verse 5. Hear what God says. Go and say to Ezekiah, thus hear the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy voice, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will hide. Somebody will enjoy addition this season. I said, somebody here will enjoy addition in the mighty name of the Lord. But what is the platform? Godliness. Praise the Lord. Number three, it secures access to fresh oil. That is why the anointing this morning is very, very symbolic. Praise the Lord. It secures what? Access to fresh oil. And why fresh oil? It is fresh oil that destroys yokes and causes men to flourish. Like what? Like palm tree. Yokes shall be destroyed around somebody's destiny this morning. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Somebody after this meeting will begin to flourish like palm oil. I said palm oil, like palm tree. Praise the Lord. Somebody like palm oil, yeah. Praise the Lord. sweetheart. Palmer. Praise the Lord. It's palm tree.
You know, palm oil too is good, but it's just one out of 1,000 products of a palm tree. So, God will not just give you one. He's giving you to the source that will produce multiple results. That shall be your testimony. I said, that shall be your testimony in the mighty name of the Lord. So, when we live a life that pleases God, we are positioned to enjoy freshness, fresh oil. And when oil comes, it makes your mountain strong. Praise the Lord. Your horn will become like that of a unicorn that the enemy cannot threaten anywhere. Every threat of the enemy around anyone's life here shall be crushed. I said, it shall be crushed in the name of the Lord. Psalm 92 verse 10 to 15. But my horn shall thou exalt like that of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Praise the Lord. Do you know how can we secure this fresh oil? If you look at Psalm 45 verse 6, talking about Jesus. Bible says, thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter. Thou loves righteousness. Thou loves godly living. Thou loves godliness. Therefore, the Lord your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your equals. That's just when we live a life that pleases God, we enjoy advantage. Praise the Lord. Somebody will enjoy advantage. As a somebody here will enjoy advantage. That is what this anointing will do for us this morning. It will grant us the platform to enjoy advantage. Therefore, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness. We will look at that scripture from two different versions so that we can understand. Above your equals. Praise the Lord. Amongst other things, you enjoy divine health and wholeness when you live a life that pleases God. It takes care of you. It prunes your life. It purges your life of every debris from hell. Praise the Lord. Promotion also is in place. Psalm 25 verse 14. When you live a life that pleases God, you enjoy promotion. And your life will secure durable riches. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And you know, when one continues in a lifestyle of ungodliness, access to divine wisdom is blocked. Because you won't be able to think right. One will be thinking error, thinking sin. That shows ungodliness could be costly. Praise the Lord. It blocks access to divine wisdom. It steers shame and reproach. That won't be our portion. It steers fear and dread. Praise the Lord. Have you seen a thief before? Maybe he came to Federal Locust and broke into one of those shops and moved away with the goods. But while he going, and he stays around maybe the main gate there, then suddenly, if such thief now see police vehicle coming with siren, what will happen to him? And the vehicle is coming from this direction where they have just carried out their operation. Where he is there, you say, yay, I hope this alarm never blow. Alarm never blow. Even if he can even call the ogoga, not there, the policeman will be asking him. You are not where. I'm not among them. Praise the Lord. You can see fear carries, ungodliness brings fear, unnecessary fear upon the people. Praise the Lord. And that won't be our portion in the name of the Lord. I want us to rise on our feet this morning and lift up our voices to heaven. Shall we begin to appreciate the King of the Kings this morning? Somebody's story is changing this morning. I said, somebody's story is changing this morning. That burden, unnecessary burden we carry, the hand of God will be terminated in them. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, Bible says, it shall come to pass today that the burden shall be lifted up from upon our shoulders and the yoke from off our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the anointing. That's just whatever is making life unpleasant for anyone this morning shall be destroyed. Whatever is making life unpleasant to you shall be destroyed. I said, whatever is making life unpleasant to you shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to lift up our voices to heaven this morning and begin to receive grace afresh. It is an intentional living. It's a choice that must be made. It's a decision to make. is a spiritual exercise that must be embarked on.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ, and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.